the smartest man in the world, a 3-minute story. One beautiful Sunday afternoon, a small private plane soared high above the countryside. On board were 4 passengers, a doctor, a lawyer, a priest, and a young boy on his first airplane ride. They were enjoying light conversation and the breathtaking view, when suddenly, the plane jolted violently. The engine had failed. The pilot struggled to steady the aircraft but soon realized it was hopeless. Turning to the passengers, he shouted, "This plane is going down. Grab a parachute and jump." With that, he quickly strapped on a parachute and leapt from the plane, disappearing into the clouds below. Panic set in. The remaining passengers rushed to the storage compartment. To their horror, there were only 3 parachutes left for 4 people. The doctor didn't hesitate. "I'm a doctor, I save lives every day. People need me," he declared, grabbing a parachute. Without another word, he jumped. The lawyer stepped forward next. Straightening his tie, he said confidently, "I'm a lawyer, and not just any lawyer, I'm the smartest man in the world. The world can't afford to lose me." He picked up a parachute, fastened it, and jumped out after the doctor. That left just the priest and the little boy. The priest gently placed his hand on the boy's shoulder and said, "My child, I have lived a long, meaningful life. I've had my time. You're still young, and you have your whole life ahead of you. Take the last parachute and live it well." The boy looked up at the priest and smiled. "Don't worry, father," he said calmly, "the smartest man in the world just jumped out with my backpack." For a moment, the priest stared, then they both burst into laughter, even as the plane descended. They strapped on the remaining 2 parachutes and jumped to safety. Moral of the story: being smart doesn't always mean you're wise. Titles and jobs don't make you better than others. In the end, it's humility, kindness, and presence of mind that truly matter. Your job doesn't always define you, but being a good human being does.